Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. The Avoid the 8 DUI Task Force is on the road today for Cinco de Mayo. Law enforcement agencies across the county, along with the CHP, will conduct DUI saturation patrols this evening in an effort to remove impaired drivers from the roadway. More than 70% of traffic fatalities in 2012 were DUI-related, and the number of DUI-related traffic deaths doubled from 2011 to 2012. Get a designated driver if you plan on celebrating the Mexican victory at the Battle of Puebla and avoid the DUI task force. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills has plans to change the way his department polices the city, and he wants public input to help guide the process. Mills will implement a strategy known as geographical policing by splitting the city into two sectors, with each under the command of a captain. The department will host three public meetings this month to gather that input, with the first scheduled for Monday, May 12th, at the Werfinger Building. Other meetings will follow on the 14th and the 19th, and for more information, contact the department. The Sheriff's Office is investigating the theft of 15 computers taken from a storage cabinet at Pacific View Charter School on Moore Avenue in Eureka sometime last week. The theft was noticed on Friday morning, and there were no signs of forced entry to the school, and the principal is unsure how the thieves got inside, but an unsecured window could have been used to gain access. The 15 Aspire 1 laptop computers are worth about $5,000, and anyone with information about the theft is asked to contact authorities. The California Highway Patrol is investigating a fatal traffic collision that claimed the life of a Dos Rios child on Sunday in Mendocino County. 39-year-old Craig Stewart Jr. was maneuvering his pickup truck in the driveway of a private residence south of State Road 162 when he collided with his one-year-old son, Jason. The little boy suffered fatal injuries, and impairment is not considered a factor in that incident. The tractor-trailer that overturned on Highway 101 in Richardson's Grove on Friday was carrying a load of hazardous materials that required special care during the incident. The rear trailer being hauled north contained a mixture of chemicals, including acetone and ethanol, along with numerous containers of other automotive chemicals. There was concern that some of the chemicals had leaked during the crash. Humboldt Bay Fire responded with its hazmat unit and determined that no hazardous materials had been released, but the concerns remained that there would be release when the trailer was uprighted. A hazmat cleanup contractor was called to the scene, and the containers of hazardous materials were removed, making it safe to upright the trailer and clear the roadway. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Eureka Police Department is asking for the public's help in identifying a robbery suspect who assaulted his victim in Old Town on Friday afternoon. The victim told police he had just given some money to two homeless men when a third man approached him and demanded money. The victim refused and was assaulted by the suspect, who stole the victim's wallet and fled the scene on foot in the 100 block of 2nd Street. The suspect is described as an adult white male, 5'8", with medium build, 30 to 40 years old, with a goatee and brown hair. The suspect was wearing a black hoodie and a baseball hat with the words Metal Militia on the front. Anyone with information is asked to contact Eureka Police. And two brothers went for a hike in the Headwaters Forest on trails near Newburgh Road when they became lost on unfamiliar trails. 23-year-old Nathan Nyberg and his 11-year-old brother were found safe and sound on Saturday morning after spending the night in the forest after losing their way. Once they realized they were lost, Nyberg tried to use his phone but got no service, so the pair remained in place overnight. At daylight, the two got back on a trail and soon ran into another hiker and hitched a ride back into town. The two were shaken up but in good health following their unplanned overnight stay in the forest. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.